going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
BJ and Jamie.
With the 20th pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the Denver Broncos select Jahdae Barron, DB, Texas.
Who?
That guy from Texas.
Who?
The guy from Texas.
Who'd we get?
His name is Jabberder.
Is he fast?
Jabberder.
Can he catch?
What's his name? Jabberder?
Jabberby.
Jahdae Barron.
Jahdae Barron.
You guys, I feel bad for Shador.
Yeah. Oh, don't feel bad for Shador.
I do, because they say he is actually a nice kid.
A little pompous.
Well, did you see what he had laid out?
Yeah, I did.
He had all
his
quote-unquote ice, which is all his diamonds laid out for the draft.
Yeah.
He also made a custom room with his brand, Legendary, all over it. That room was custom made for him.
It was a green room.
Yeah, his brand is Legendary. It was all over the place.
Oh, God.
He had a green room that he had built.
Yeah.
A couple of players had done that, though. You know,
is that a new thing?
I don't know. Okay. They have that green room area that they all sit in, you know, and they design their own little living room set. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, I thought they're always at home or something.
No. Well, a lot of them are at home. You're not wrong about that. It's just that the people that are being chosen, like in the first 10 show
up. Oh, so he
15,
was there?
He was there, yeah.
Oh,
and
no.
His dad and Travis. Everybody was there. His brother or cousin or somebody.
There?
Yeah, he was
and
there.
He got pushed?
Yeah, live streaming.
Ooh.
He'd get passed by.
I saw his diamonds. I saw the diamonds.
Yeah, that was crazy.
So I was completely wrong about them knowing where he was going to go.
Completely wrong.
Yeah, because they did not know.
Well, you know, I fell right in line with you because I just assumed Deion Sanders, with the pool that he has in the NFL, that they know exactly where these kids are going. But they had no idea. Had no idea it was going to turn out like this. Travis Hunter had no idea.
By the way, in case you don't know, just to recap. So Shedeur Sanders, who plays for CU, the Buffs, we thought he was going to go in the first 10, you know, top 10 draft pick for the NFL to play professionally. And nobody picked him.
He didn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
No, he's still on the board.
Yep.
He didn't make the first round at all.
No.
That's 30-something players that went past him.
That's great.
Unbelievable.
And his jersey's retired at CU.
Remember, Schmidl said he'd be the number one pick.
Yep.
Remember that?
Yep.
I still think he's the best quarterback in that draft.
Yep.
Yeah.
Over Cam?
Maybe you
I
should
like
draft
him more than Cam. I would if I was the GM.
Draft him for our show.
Yeah. I mean, I made jokes about like the Broncos picking one of those guys up. I guess they actually could have.
they could have got Shedeur if they wanted to.
Wow. That is crazy.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It's Friday.
Yay! Thank God.
KALC Radio, Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. You know the whole spiel. I think we're going to have rain today. Is it raining now?
Well, yeah.
Is it raining?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know if it stopped or not. I've been here for an hour and a half. So I
I've been up since 2.
You have?
Oh, my God.
How'd it go last night?
It was great. It was so fun. Yeah.
Facial aesthetics, the big Botox off.
The girls' night out.
Girls' night out over at Facial Aesthetics. You had 15 plus one. That was a lot of people.
We had 30 girls there.
Must have been fun.
It was super duper fun. Yeah, we had a great time. There was one girl there, and she was like an anomaly, you guys. She looked so young, and we were all just staring at her. Guess what her secret was?
What?
Sunscreen her whole life.
What?
Like every day, just puts it on. Like
I thought sunscreen was bad for you.
No, they have organic kinds now. But,
oh, they do?
Yeah. But she's used sunscreen her entire life.
That's
her
secret.
And she looks amazing. Yeah.
Wow.
Boom. I'm going home putting on the screen today.
Right?
Yeah,
like, how Paris Hilton and Kathy Hilton, her mom, they don't go in the sun at all?
Yeah.
And stuff like, we were just staring at her like, what is it? What do you do? Like, do you eat fruits and vegetables? Olive oil? What is it? She's like, sunscreen my whole life. And we're like, ugh. It's too late for that.
I wonder if there's something her mom pushed on.
Maybe so. Yeah, maybe so.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Well, it sounds like a good time last night. I'm sure you guys will do it again,
too. I went to bed so I didn't take a nap yesterday, and I went to bed at 8, like, dead asleep at 8:30.
Yeah.
I woke up at 2, ready to do the show.
Yeah.
Because you know how we all only, well, at least me, I only get like 5 or 5.5 hours of sleep
a night.
Seriously,
if I'm lucky, yeah.
Yeah, right? And so that's how I've lived my whole life since I was 19, 5 hours a night. And so at 2 a.m., here's me. Okay, what do we do now?
Yeah. Oh.
And it's the worst time to wake up.
It is.
Because there's nothing you can do.
I know.
I mean, the world's closed.
Well, that's not true. The Amazon guy came by.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Like 2, 3
They run 24 hours now,
yeah,
don't they?
Are. Yeah, it's crazy.
Man, I was almost in a really bad accident this morning.
You were?
Yeah.
What happened?
I mean, I was shaking, huh?
Somebody run a red light?
No, we're coming up I-25 going northbound here. And about Arapaho, I guess, there's a truck in front of me. And he's probably from here to the TV, which is about 15, 20 feet away. I mean, I'm coming up on him pretty fast. He literally goes sideways. I don't know if he hydroplaned because of the rain. I don't know what happened. And he hit his brakes and just stopped, then jerked and jerked. And I missed him, Jamie, by, I thought I'd hit him.
Really?
I closed my eyes.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought I hit him. We're doing 65 miles per hour. And it happened so fast that I just literally was trembling.
So did you just get in the other lane then? Or what happened?
I don't know what it did. I closed my eyes.
Yeah.
You blacked out?
No, I didn't black out. I just braced for a collision.
Yeah.
It's the only thing I can think of. Because
you're
I
lucky
literally,
somebody didn't come up and hit you from behind.
Yeah.
You know, you hit that moment where you say, I can't avoid this.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to hit this guy. And again, we're doing 65. I mean, this is not like a decision that I've got like 15 seconds to make. This is a split. I just closed my eyes. And when I opened them up, I went by him, and I couldn't figure out why. I'm like, I don't know if I turned the wheel.
There?
He's still there in the middle of the road.
Wow.
Lights flashing.
That's crazy.
And cars dodging him, And I'm like, oh, my God, this could have been the worst morning of my life.
It could have been bad.
It was ugly.
Well, you're
here. It scared me to death.
I bet it did. You're talking like it did.
It did. I haven't come that close to an accident, especially something really serious. It's been years.
We've had
fender benders and things like that, where I get involved, but nothing like this. I mean, it scared me to death.
Wow.
I just sat in the parking lot when I got here. I'm like, I can't believe I missed that guy.
Holy
can't
Toledo.
Believe it. And I don't know what happened to him. I don't know if he had an emergency of some type. I don't know.
He's not out there anymore.
He was doing 65, 70 miles per hour, and then just all of a sudden he went haywire.
That's
in front
crazy.
Of everybody.
Maybe he had bald tires and he did hydroplane.
Could have been.
Yeah.
I have no idea what happened. I mean, just out of the blue.
We're
you would never expect it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a very scary morning.
Yeah. Well.
Pretty scary. All right, we'll take a quick break here. It is Friday. We are here. It's going to rain, they say, most of the day today. So
nice.
Look for thunderstorms.
We need the moisture.
Clears up for the weekend.
Nice.
Just in time for that big Bigfoot days up there in Estes Park.
Oh, yeah. My girlfriend's up there right now.
Is she really?
Yeah, she is.
All right. We'll be right back. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
All righty. It is a Friday, and it's raining this morning. It's a little moist out there. Plus, the weekend, though, it's going to clear up. It's going to be really nice for the weekend. I think 75 for tomorrow, then 80 on Sunday. So
I'm glad that it's raining because it freaks me out when it gets all dry and windy and for the fires. Oh, my gosh.
Yard work Sunday, man. I'm already set to go.
Supposed to put down your fertilizer.
I got the fertilizer out, Jamie, and I got the weed killer. And I know you don't like weed killer.
I'm against it.
I know
it.
You're against
just
it.
Just use some Dawn and some vinegar.
Oh, I'm going to spray the crap out of it.
Nice. I hope your kid plays in it. That'll be awesome.
It is a good weekend for it, though.
Yeah, it
get
is.
Get sprinklers on Mother's Day, just 2 weeks away.
I know.
Now you're going to go see your son,
yeah,
right?
I'm going to California.
For Mother's Day.
Yeah, sure.
That's pretty cool.
I'm really excited about going to that Nordstrom, though, in San Jose. I land in San Jose, and then I drive. But because they have this machine, this robot that puts on eyelashes for you.
Oh, I do remember reading about that. Yeah.
Wait a minute. They have a machine.
Uh-huh.
That attaches your eyelashes for you?
Yeah, yeah. You lay
what do
in
you
this.
Do? Just
You go through a catalog, and you pick out the eyelashes that you want, and then you lay down in this bed thing, and then beep boop beep boop beep, bzz, 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 and it puts on eyelashes. It looks terrifying.
Oh, AI technology.
Yeah, it looks terrifying.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust it.
I'm terrified of it. It looks like one bad move, and your eyeballs are poked out.
I think you can trust it.
I don't know. One bad move.
I'm not going to be the first to try it either.
It's like self-driving car, man.
It's like when the first new version of the phone comes out. There's always a problem.
Yeah, because they only have two operating machines. One's in San Francisco and one's in San Jose.
Have you read of anything going wrong?
Well, I haven't really read about it. I just liked it, and I was like, I signed up for it.
So you're not going to do it?
Oh, I am going to do it, but I'm terrified.
So you are going to do it.
But I'm terrified of it. I can do both, yeah.
But you're terrified.
I am terrified. You should see this machine.
I don't think I'd do it if I'm terrified, though.
Yeah.
I think I'd just pass on it.
You know,
go in and watch somebody else for a while.
Well, I watched a couple of women do it, but you know, that thing is like, well, I got to try it.
Who came up with that?
I don't know. Some engineer.
Yeah, think about that, though. Yeah. I mean, like, okay, here's something we need.
Yeah, some female engineer, my guess is.
Here's something we need. Let's get a machine that applies the eyelashes for you.
Oh. Yeah, so I'm excited about that.
That's going to be an exciting Mother's Day weekend.
Then Sunday, let's see, this Sunday, Chevis is having a soiree. Chevis that we know.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's having a soiree.
She is. Yeah. What's a soiree?
A soiree is where girls get together and soiree.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been to one. Sounds a little fancy. I don't think our neighborhood has soirees.
They don't have soirees.
Nah, we have gatherings.
Oh, gatherings.
Yeah, barbecues, nice. Things like that. Yeah, but we don't have soirees.
Yeah, I'm soiree.
I'm not even sure what you bring to a soiree.
And then today I have to go to Douglas County to the fairgrounds, pick up all my shrubs and all my bushes.
Oh, they're sitting there for you.
Yeah,
huh?
From the conservation department of Douglas County. By the way, that's a great way to buy anything you need for your garden and stuff is go through the conservation in your own county because it's half the price of nurseries.
I'm guessing that not all counties do that. Douglas County seems to be ahead of the curve.
Well, I think I'm just more in tune with my county than you are yours.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, I'm sure we have bushes.
Yeah, I think you probably do.
I just haven't looked into the bush supply over at Jeffco.
No, so yeah. I got to go get
all
those.
I don't know. All right, well, good luck with that.
And then Saturday, I'm going to go and plant them all.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do a lot of yard work this weekend because the weather's going to be perfect for it. Perfect time of year. Time to get her done.
I haven't been out to the cabin since September. So I'm going out there on Saturday.
Oh,
hopefully nobody's living in the cabin.
I know, that's what I'm always worried about. Like someone just moved in, someone's squatting.
What if it's washed away?
I know. Like, I don't even know if it's there.
Gonna happen.
Yeah. You might go out there and it's just a foundation.
Exactly. I have no idea. It might be a foundation or it might be people, a whole family living in it. I don't know.
From snow. There's so many things that could have happened.
Yeah.
You could have a collapsed roof over the snow.
Well, I just got a new roof, so hopefully that didn't happen. Because I just got a new roof in September.
There's so much. There's so much that could have happened.
I mean, if I have to get a new roof and I just got one in September, that's bad roofing.
Yeah. And the Pope funeral is this weekend, too.
Yeah.
2 a.m. our time. I saw the time this morning. 2 a.m. I don't know anybody going to get up for that. You think anybody will?
I don't know.
Maybe some really strong Catholics.
I saw a picture of him. He has a huge bruise on the side of his face.
I saw that.
It was from when they were dressing him.
They dropped him?
Yeah, I guess so.
Wait a minute. So when they were dressing him for the coffin, They dropped him on the floor?
No, they said just from, like, the, you know, like, roughhousing him a little bit. You know how your face, like, when you get older, your skin's really thin?
Well, I think it's pretty thin when you die, too.
Yeah. So that's,
I think that causes it. Yeah. I did notice the bruise.
Yeah, that's
it, it looked like that maybe it was a terrible fall or something.
No, it wasn't a fall. They said it was from, dressing him.
Well, it's better you drop somebody dead than alive.
Well, that is true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a great point.
All right, we'll take a break, and we'll be back with the latest with the tabloid trash. Coming up next, hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. It's a free app for your phone. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Okay? Put it on your phone. A couple of things. First of all, two big games over the weekend coming up because the Nuggets lost last night. Got their butts kicked.
Oh, no. They did?
We're down 2-1 to the Clippers. And the Avalanche, they're down 2-1 to the Dallas Stars. So these two games this weekend could really determine the future for these playoffs.
Maybe the Rockies will bring it back.
They haven't won before games out of third.
I'm just saying, maybe they'll like get inspired. Like, okay, guys, we got to do it for the city.
We got to pick up the slack.
Yeah.
Somebody put up a joke yesterday. I guess they lost again yesterday. Rockies, that is. Now they're 4-20. They've won 4, lost 20. Typical for Colorado, they said. Yeah, 4-20. All right, two big games this weekend. If the Nuggets lose, Avs lose, they're in big trouble, Jamie.
Man.
It's over. Over.
What's going to happen?
Over.
What's wrong with your Avalanche?
Well, listen, the overtime, last game was a fluke. We dominated game 2, just got unlucky. Game 4, we're going to dominate, and we're going to take back the series.
I'm telling you what, if the Blues come through, I'm going to be real mad because I have a friend. He and I just go back and forth with the Avalanche and the Blues, and they won. The Blues won.
That was a fluke last night, trust me.
Okay, all right.
I watched it.
Anyway.
It's a fluke when you lose, fluke when they win. It's a fluke, fluke, fluke.
Yeah, but Blues beating the Jets, not going to happen.
Shadour not getting picked yesterday.
That was crazy.
That's a fluke. It's a fluke.
You know what? Well, you told me that they were actually at the draft, but they weren't. They were in Texas, at their house in Texas. And so that's better because I thought they were, because after you said that, I was like, oh my God, how heartbreaking to be at the draft. And you guys said that they had made a green room or whatever, but they weren't. They were at Texas, which makes it a little less painful.
Yeah, they had it at their house in Dallas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I remember watching, I think it was Deion Sanders. In his reaction to Travis being drafted last night.
But like you said off the air, maybe they did know he wasn't going anywhere and that's why they weren't there.
Yeah, because that would be extremely embarrassing. You show up and don't go in the first round.
It makes sense.
It does, kind of,
I mean, why wouldn't you be there if you thought that you were going to go top 10? All the others were.
Yeah.
All the others were. So why wouldn't you be there? So maybe they found out that, we even said here on the show a couple of days ago that the word out there was he's not that good.
Yeah.
And that he's got a bad attitude. He's very, feels entitled.
Yep, that's what that one anonymous coach said.
Yeah, and
but a lot of people say he's just a great kid, though. He doesn't get in trouble. He doesn't party. You know, he's just,
Something went wrong.
A lot of money, and he does buy a lot of diamonds. But, you know, we all bought stupid things when we got into some money.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with his diamonds. Yeah. I don't have a problem with his green room that he set up. I don't have a problem with any of that, man. He's a 21-year-old kid, you know? Who cares? But I am shocked that he wasn't drafted in the first round.
I mean, when Carson got into money, he bought a Fiero.
Yeah. Yeah. He loved how the little lights go up in the front. Listen. You turn on the light. Hey. It's like it waves at you. Or it's kind of like eyelashes.
It was my dream car. I don't know what you want from me.
Tabloid trash, I promise. We're coming up next with it.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Hey, I just wanted to thank everybody that came out to Facial Aesthetics last night. It was really, really fun. And thanks to everybody that works at Facial Aesthetics. They were so patient with everybody because we were, I mean, you get 30 girls together, we're a zoo.
Yeah.
And they were very patient with us, so we appreciate them so much because we're a lot as a group. We're a lot. Heck, I'm just a lot by myself.
I bet it was a good time,
though. It was super fun.
Yeah, I bet it was fun.
It was really fun. Yeah. All right. Anyway, let's talk about this. I went to bed like right when I got home, and so I woke up at 2, and so I was scouring my phone because, I mean, I'm wide awake at 2 a.m. this morning. And what do I come across but Blake Lively at an event for Time Magazine. She was named one of the 100 most influential people, right, in the world or whatever, or in the country. I don't know where it was, but and she stood up and she told this really long story about her mom, and now everybody's attacking her because her mom, I guess, was a victim of an assault. And so she stood up and started telling the story, and everybody was like, now you're using your mom to try to get sympathy.
Yeah, they're saying it was very uncomfortable
it
for
was.
Everybody.
It went on way too long. It did.
She went into detail on everything.
Yeah.
It was almost like a poor, pitiful me moment for her.
It
you
wasn't
know?
Even about her mom. It was about her standing up in front of everybody and talking. I mean, she's a narcissist, man.
It's not the right platform, you know, to be talking like that. I mean, I could understand if you were at a, you know, a medical convention or, you know, something that had something to do with
your
mom's condition.
Well, that's what they were saying about this is that after all this time, now you bring this up? Why now? You've been famous forever, and now you're using your mom, you know?
At a Time event.
Well, yeah, but I mean, even like, but it's not even the event. It's like, now you're talking about your mom? Why didn't you talk about her before you were in crisis? You know?
Something wrong with that girl.
There's something wrong with that girl. Yeah. So, and then, I mean, I read all the comments because, you know, I was up at 2. And I was just scrolling. Man, they were attacking her.
Yeah. The people that were there, they were baffled by it, they said.
Yeah.
They just couldn't understand why she was doing this.
It was weird. And then her mom was sitting at the table, and so was her husband. And her mom, during the speech, her mom, like, kind of, I don't know, rolled her eyes and then leaned over and talked to, what's her husband's name?
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, leaned over. And while she's in the middle of her talking about the mom is talking to Ryan and not even paying attention.
Wow.
You think mom knew that it was going to come up?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Because that would be really uncomfortable.
Well, she might have gave her a heads up, and then her mom was like, really?
She's like,
you're gonna
mom,
use it?
I know that you were assaulted by a coworker. Oh, my God, so was I on set. So I'm going to bring it up.
And it's going to make people relate to me more.
Yeah, exactly. Megyn Kelly was one of the people that were on the list, and she is livid. She said she shouldn't be here. That's what she told Daily Mail. She shouldn't be here at all. She said, let's hear, it's a ridiculous joke. She shouldn't be here. I think Blake has launched a fake Me Too allegation against Justin, and she's lived to regret it now because virtually every allegation she has made has fallen apart. So for her to be honored for doing that, to try to ruin a man over absolutely nothing is a scandal. Wow.
She clearly does not believe Blake's story against this guy, this Justin guy.
Yeah.
She thinks that she is just railroading this dude, ruining his career.
Crazy. Shannon Sharp. It just gets uglier and uglier, friends. Listen to this. NFL Hall of Famer Shannon Sharp was accused of misconduct with a coworker years ago.
Here in Denver.
Really? Was it here?
Yeah.
Oh. It was a reporter. Yep.
Yeah, no! Reporter here in Denver. CBS.
Really?
I don't know if she worked for four, though. I don't know. I've been looking this morning. I can't find the connection. I think she might have been just CBS Sports that was in town. But there are, I'm looking at a picture right now of them two in the Bronco locker room.
I was trying to scour and find exactly what you were trying to find. I couldn't find anything.
Shannon Sharp, allegedly choked a female production assistant when he hosted the FS1's Undisputed. The outlet claimed that they spoke with two sources with knowledge of the incident, one of with whom Sharp reached an undisclosed settlement with an unnamed accuser.
Shannon's done.
Sharp denied the allegations in a statement. Meanwhile, The Sun reports that a woman named Michelle Bundy Evans claimed she was assaulted by the former NFL star in 2010.
She put a lawsuit together against him for $10 million. He went back to her and said, hey, I will ruin you. I will ruin you.
Who?
The woman.
Michelle Evans.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He went back to her and said that I will ruin you. Get away from me. Leave me alone. Drop the lawsuit. And she did. Scared her to death. Mm-hmm. And that's what she's claiming this morning. And it happened here in Denver. And get this. I don't think she's the last. Somebody else is going to come forward, too. There's going to be like three or four.
Who did he reach an undisclosed settlement with?
I'm not really sure.
That's got to be another woman, yeah.
Okay, because it says that Evans placed a restraining order against him following the 2010 incident. However, she later dropped it out of fear for herself and her child. But there was an undisclosed settlement with an unnamed accuser.
Yeah, I don't know. This lady came out. We know her name. She worked for CBS. She claims that he threatened her, basically, that he'd ruined her career. And therefore, she didn't go any further with it.
Shannon Sharp announced he's taking a break from ESPN duties as he's facing this $50 million lawsuit. I don't know if he's taking a break or they're taking a break from him.
It's Disney.
Yeah.
They're not going to put up with this.
Yeah. So he is done.
He's basically been fired.
He is done.
He's done. Because this isn't the last. I mean, if this goes back to 2010 when he was a Bronco, you got to figure that it's not just two women. There's a lot more coming forward.
The Tennessee Titans chose Cam Ward, the former University of Miami, with the first overall pick. Shador didn't go anywhere so far. What if he becomes like a rookie free agent? Wouldn't that be crazy?
That'd be wild.
Yeah.
Not drafted.
Nobody drafts him.
Wow.
He'll get drafted today.
But it was just weird that he didn't. You know, it was so far. Shmadil said he blamed God.
He did.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
He said it was not in God's plan.
Right, well, let's listen first.
That's blaming God.
No, it's not.
All right, listen first. Now, let's see what he says, okay?
We all didn't expect this, of course, but I feel like with God, everything possible. I don't feel like this happened, you know, for no reason. All this is, of course, fuel to the fire. And under no circumstance, we all know this shouldn't happen. But we understand we're on the bigger and better things. Tomorrow's the day. We're going to be happy regardless. Legendary.
Very nice.
How does he blame God?
I hear I'm good enough to go in the first round, but I'm not going in the first round because that is not God's plan for me.
Right,
so he's blaming God.
That's not blaming God.
No.
How is that not blaming
because
God?
When God has a plan for you, you're not blaming him.
No.
That's his
but
plan.
He believes he should go in the first round.
No, he doesn't say that. He says that God has a plan for him, and that whatever that plan is, he will abide by it.
He says we all know that this shouldn't happen, but God is making me not go in the first round.
That's
He didn't say that at all.
That's not what he said.
That's all I hear.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Well, go to church Sunday.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Maybe you'll understand.
Yeah. Well, just go to church for one day. One day and see if you can clear it all up.
When somebody says God has a plan, we're not blaming God.
No.
It
will all work out. Yeah. And let me tell you something. When it comes down to this NFL draft, nobody's going to remember this crap. I mean, take a look at all the players that were drafted in the second, third, fourth round that turned out to be unbelievable players.
Exactly.
Shador will be fine. We won't remember all this.
Somebody said that Shannon Sharp retired in 2003. He wasn't playing in 2010.
I don't know. This goes back to 2010, it says.
I think that's when he was on a TV show. I don't think he was playing.
Okay. Well, there's pictures of her in the locker room with him, so they obviously knew each other before that, I guess. I don't know.
Or you could just be wrong.
No, I'm looking at the picture.
No, I mean, but you could just be like, oh, yeah, I guess he didn't play in 2010.
Well, no, I guess he didn't play in 2010, but I am saying that there are pictures of him and this woman that's accusing him in the locker room that she covered the Broncos.
Yeah, because I guess he did, whatever that TV show is, I don't know what it was called, FS something. FS1s. Have you guys ever heard of that one?
Yeah, that was his show with
Fox Sports.
Yeah, that guy that's angry all the time, the other dude.
Yeah, so he wasn't playing in 2020. Yeah. All right. Anyway, let's see here. Travis Hunter, though, went number two. He's from, obviously, Colorado. And, he went to Jackson Jaguars. I guess that's not Jacksonville Jaguars. It's not too bad. I'm afraid that Shador is going to go to Cleveland.
Well, they could use it.
That could be, yeah, know, could be a possibility. Yeah. It would be sad.
I don't know. I think there's worse places.
Then Cleveland?
Green Bay.
Well, I don't know. I feel like Cleveland's pretty bad, too, though. At least Green Bay has some water. Cleveland's like, dude, I know that, you know, Drew Carey used to say Cleveland rocks, but he was wrong. He was really, really wrong. All right, and then Justin Bieber is breaking his silence. And he's doing some weird God stuff. He wrote, "They treat me like ass out here, but I remember that I am flawed and God forgave me. It keeps me to stop feeling better than those who are mean and hurtful, because when I'm really honest, I can be mean and hurtful too." And it says, "My instinct is to be like, damn, I wouldn't gossip and spread lies about someone on the internet, but there's other blank I'm not proud of." I know, he just goes on and on. He doesn't even really make any sense. And they were trying to figure out what he meant on TMZ, and they don't know what he meant either.
Yeah, I was trying to decipher, is he trying to apologize and say that, I'm going to be better than other people that are spreading all these comments, or was he, like, attacking them? It's really weird.
They thought that he wasn't going after fans, that he was going after his inner circle that he dumped, you know, all those people close to him that he dumped. That's what their interpretation was, is that all his inner circle, he's just separated himself from and he's going after them.
That would make sense with the Ryan, with his Drew House brand and all that, they're falling out.
Because I guess the New York Post came out with an article a couple weeks ago, and it was all inside sources, his former inside circle was saying. So he read all that because they were saying he's having financial troubles. Justin Bieber, the New York Times said he's having financial troubles and that he's in this cult, and it was all inside sources, which was his inner circle that he just dumped after that. So
something's going on with him.
Something, yeah.
I don't know what it is.
For sure. All right, I'm done. There you go.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer, where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and, like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.